Hey guys, it's Eric RPG once again, and I'm here with you with a review for Tales of Arise, which is the latest mainline Tales game that came out just recently, and I finally got through it all, and I'm going to give you the review. And this is a game that was released for the PS4, the Xbox One, and the Xbox Series S and X, as well as the PS5, which has a separate release. The Xbox release is just, you buy it, and you play it on the machine, you update it, and you're good. But, this game marks the return of Motoki Sakuraba, and I'm sorry if I pronounced that wrong, but anyways, he hasn't been doing many of the game's soundtracks in full for quite some time, and it was nice to see him fully back, and it seems to be he's back in full form, because the soundtrack's a banger. There are a lot of great tracks in this game. It's a Tales game, so none of them are memorable, but they all have good composition, and most of the tracks, at least, have a good sense of fantasy air to them that previous Tales games had. Usually, like, some of his tracks in the, like, past couple of years were just kind of slacking, and it kind of felt like they were phoning in, which is why Goshina took up their mantle, and anybody else they could get to compose along with him, and he'd only contribute one or two tracks, if any at all. It's a Tales soundtrack, and some of his best work ever, like, even outside Tales stuff, I heard some of his stuff, like, from the Exist Archive game. Still pretty good. But, onto the actual gameplay. I really liked what they did with the combat. They got rid of TP usage for skills, so it's a lot like Tales of Grace F, where you have the CP that has a cooldown time before you can use them again. But so you can use them without a limit, and it's a lot more accessible than those games, though, because it recharges pretty quickly. And your healing also has its own meter, too, so that's good, because you normally would have to balance healing between attacks and that. Now it's just, that's what you use the orange gels and such for, to restore your healing points. That's a great change. But another great change is, while there's no seamless battles, there are, at least on the newer platforms, the PS5 and the Xbox Series X and S, battles load really quickly, and the load time between areas, or just a cold boot, is really fast. It's 2 seconds max. It doesn't feel quite as instantaneous as something like Final Fantasy VII Remake, but it's still pretty close. And the world loads in better. That's probably wise. So it doesn't feel like everything's just popping in like that game. The story is, it's actually fairly standard for a Tales game. It's kind of almost too safe, but its execution, on the other hand, is another matter entirely. I think it was a really well-done story of your main character, Alphen. He was called Iron Mask up until the point where you find out what his name is, and which is around the 5-hour mark, and you finish the first area of the game. But he's a slave, and all the people on this planet are slaves to these people called the Renans. And they're the evil empire of the game, and you have to take down the various lords who are participating in a contest to determine who will become the next emperor or whatever. And he ends up basically doing a one-man rebellion with anybody else who is willing to join him, and that forms the crux of your six-member party, man. So it's a rather small main cast of characters, but that allows them to dedicate more time to each character. So there's a little bit better characterization. And while I haven't had the chance to play Zestiria or Berseria or complete Graces F, the more recent games in the series, I will say after Vesperia, this is actually a pretty good story and pretty good characterization. It is a Tales game, so it's lengthy, but I think it's paced better than all those other games. And the only thing I probably would have liked to see an improvement of is that there probably should have been a more events going between the various regions of the games. It feels like they're just connective tissue that let you explore a dungeon before you go to the next town. Because there's only like five main towns in the game. And it would have been nice to have like a little extra side content to do while you're getting to those places. But I can understand that since it is the first project without Hideo Baba at the helm, they didn't, I guess, as good a job as you can do without him. And I think the person who replaced him is her first effort, and as the team's first effort, it's a pretty good first effort. But the only other thing that they'd have to improve is they need a bigger variety of enemies. There's a lots of palette swaps in this game. There seems to be only like at least 12 basic types of enemies, and then they're just repeated ad nauseum. And apart from the exclusive bosses that you only fight one time in the game, unless you do some post-game challenges where you can do refights if you want. But other than that, I'd have to give Tales of Arise. I'm getting ahead of myself. There is one more thing I need to mention about the battle system before I go, but that would be that the basic attack function is mapped to the R1 button, and some people might not like that, but you can configure the controls, so that's something to take in mind. If you don't feel that the combat system is gelling with you because of the control scheme, you could always change it. But, which is another plus in this game's favor, and it's one of the reasons I'm going to give this game a 9 out of 10. And if you're a fan of the series, there's a lot to love here. And if you're a newcomer, it's a good entry point, in my opinion. It's not connected to any other game in the series, so if you're an RPG fan or Tales fan, check this game out. But other than that, see you guys later. Bye-bye.